Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
And at the bottom of song number 3, Jésus arrivé, there is a song called Happiness. This is the first time we learned how to sing this song. So please bear with me. We try. This is the very first time we sing. Whenever I wake up, I feel happy. Aware of my eyes, I feel happy. Aware of my health, I feel happy, because I have learned to look deeply. Can we try? 2, 3. Whenever I wake up, I feel happy. Aware of my eyes, I feel happy. Aware of my health, I feel happy, because I have learned to look deeply. Whenever I walk, I feel happy. Whenever I sit, I feel happy. Whenever I rest, I feel happy, because I have learned to look deeply. Let's sing the whole song again. 2, 3. Whenever I wake up, I feel happy. Aware of my eyes, I feel happy. Aware of my health, I feel happy, because I have learned to look deeply. Whenever I walk, I feel happy. Whenever I sit, I feel happy. Whenever I rest, I feel happy, because I have learned to look deeply. This is a good song. We can try some more times. Please turn to song number 10. No coming, no going. No coming, no going, no after, no before. I close you to my me, I release you to be so free, because I am in you and you are in me. Because I am in you and you are in me. No coming, no going, no after, no before. I hold you close to me, I release you to be so free. Because I am in you, and you are in me. Because I am in you, and you are in me. Still alive. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I realize that I still have good health. Breathing out, I am happy. Good health, happy. Breathing in, I realize that I still have Sangha to practice together. Breathing out, I'm happy. Practicing together. Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is Friday, May 11th, 2012. We are having our weekly meditation session. How are you today? I'm very happy to see many of you here this evening to practice meditation, walking meditation. And now we are spending some time to learn the Buddha's teaching and apply the teachings into our daily life. Dear brother, sister, and friends, this is the month for all of us to celebrate the birth of the Buddha. Last Saturday, we have more than 1,000 of people to attend the Vietnamese tradition, Buddha's birthday celebration. And tomorrow, Saturday, May the 12th, at 9:30 in the morning, there will be an international Buddha's birthday celebration. This is the annual international Viksak tradition in Edmonton. There will be some Vietnamese, Chinese, Tibetan, and other traditions, Buddhist traditions, gathering here to honor the birth of the Buddha. I have explained and shared the meaning of the birth of the Buddha each year. Of course, in the Buddhist tradition, when we organize an event to celebrate something, is to show our gratitude to the Buddha. But more than that, we should bring out the meaning and the teachings of the Buddha and make the strong vow how to practice in order to express the real and the deep gratitude to the Buddha, not only gathering and celebrate and that's it, but the deep meaning of the celebrations are to learn and to practice, because only when we able to practice, we're able to bring the true happiness to ourselves, to our family, to our loved one, and of course for the society. Please remember that when we practice, we are not practice only for ourselves, but we also practice this for our family, for our ancestor, for our society, because we are the member of the society. And if, let's imagine, if each of us were able to cultivate something good, we're able to transform our negatives, and you can imagine how much we have donate, we offer the joyful, the happiness to the world, to the life, to the society. That's why we set up a little pond with water and with the Buddha, the baby Buddha, for us to bathe. bathing the baby Buddha, it means we are using the practice, because the water symbolizes for the practice. And we need to use that, the practice, in order to cleanse our mind. Our mind is very pure, very shiny, very bright, very mindful. But because our forgetfulness, we have made our mind tainted with ignorance, with hate, with greed. So now we need to use the water of the practice, the water of mindfulness, the water of concentration, the water of insight, to cleanse and make our mind shiny again. So once the mind is shine and bright and light, the Buddha appears. So the Buddha appeared in the pond. It means the Buddha appeared in our daily life. If we're able to cleanse the impurity mind in us. And the very basic one are our greed, our hate, and our ignorance. We need to use the mindfulness, the concentration, and the insight in order to cleanse, in order to transform all of that impurities. In the tradition of the history of the Buddha, we learn that when the Buddha, after his birth, he took 7 steps. And each of the steps of the Buddha made, there was a lotus bloom underneath. If we don't understand the meaning, we will impossible. We will disagree. But if we have learned the deep meaning, and we can see, we can do it also. Not only Shakyamuni, not only the Prince Siddhartha. How many steps we are able to enjoy each day? Sometimes we walk all day, but no enjoyable. No joyful when we walk. We just rush. Sometimes we walk with hate. We walk along with worries. Even when we go to bed, we still continue to go to bed with worries, with unhappiness. But with the one who able to awake, who able to practice the mindfulness, every single step they make, there was a lotus bloom underneath. Because the lotus is a flower not able to grow under the mud. Without the mud, there is no lotus. We have no suffer. We will never know what is called happiness. In our one of the Vietnamese musicians, he wrote a very beautiful song. If you never suffer, you never understanding the love. If there is no raining day, we will not happy with the sunny day. So someday we have lot of like a week of rain. One day we have a sunshine, bright and clear. We will very happy. In Edmonton, our winter is longer than the summer. So if we have May, June, July, August, without the snow, we're so happy. So a lot of people will run out and take shower under the sun. Usually we take shower under the rain. But with the cold country, we take shower under the sun. In Vietnam, one of the happy and the joyful time for the kids, we run under the rain and we take shower. And that is one of our hobby. And we would take shower under the rain until we very cold. And we get inside the house and we have some cold rice. Very tasty, very happy. So today, when we understand the 7 steps of the Buddha, the 7 steps of the Buddha can symbolize for the seven facts, factors of happiness. And today I would like to offer you the seven steps. And each of the steps, each of our, this is the reflecting, each of our reflecting, and we will realize, oh, this is the step of happiness. And the first step, when we reflect back, we realize we're still alive. Isn't that the happiness? Isn't that everything? When we're still alive, that is, we still have everything. So please do not think this is the end of the world. When you have to face, when you have to deal with some difficulties, some suffering. Because no suffering, no solutions. No problems, no solutions. If we go to school and the teacher never give us any hard questions for us to solve, then when we come to the exam, we don't know how to solve the problems, the work. So one of the things that we should recognize every morning when we wake up, I am still alive. That is a good declaration. That is a positive declaration for the day. And when we realize we're still alive, we're able to be happy. We're able to smile. No matter what happened, but I still have a life. And once I have a life, I still can deal, I still can face, I still can transform. No matter how much money we have, we still cannot buy our life. In Vietnamese, we used to say, you know when is the due date for the baby, but you never know when is the death date for a person. When a lady who is in pregnancy, we can tell, after 9 months, there will be around this week, next week, but we ever can tell when we will die. So when we still have a life, we appreciate. I remember when I was a novice and the master taught me, shared with me one day how he meditated about life. One day he put something in the microwave to reheat. And you know the minute on show on the microwave. And he looked at the timer. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and then end. And he meditated about life. Sometimes our life is like that. When we visit someone almost passed away in the hospital, they are under the heart control and we will see slowly, slowly, and then when they totally stop breathing, that's it. So therefore, we should appreciate every day we have. Difficulties, problems, anxiety, they are not the main thing for us to focus on. Because we also have many other things to focus. But when we still have when we still alive, we can do everything. We'll have time to solve problems. When we still have time to overcome our suffer, as long as we have time to practice. Every morning when we wake up, look, find something that you like. Look at it. If that's able to make you smile. Because the smiling in the morning is a beautiful, the very healthy vitamin. I used, when we are the new Buddhist learner, we have to learn the Gatha. The first thing when you wake up, you have to recite it. Thức dậy miệng mỉm cười. Wake up this morning, I smile. 24 giờ tinh khôi. I realize I have 24 brand new hours. I vow to live this day wholeheartedly. Xin nguyện sống trọn vẹn. Mắt thương nhìn cuộc đời. I will look at this life with my eyes of love. If you take a walk to the Great Bell, and you can read the morning chanting and the evening chanting. And I like the two last sentences. Ngày mới nguyện đi trong tỉnh thức. I realize this is the new day. I vow to walk through this day with mindfulness. So the sun of insight can radiance beautiful everywhere. We still alive. We can do many things for others. The second step, we're able to meditate and reflect on. I still have a good health. I know, as life, as a human life, we all have to deal with sickness, old age. No one can escape. No one is except. Let's say we are sick now, but we're still okay. We still have enough condition to walk, to sit, to listen, to practice. Appreciate as much of the good of the health that you have. And Sư Cô Thanh Quang is a good example. Sister Thanh Quang sit in front of you here. She is not in a good health condition now, but she never give up. She never refuse to practice and do something to benefit others. She will do all her best. I received an email from a member from Vietnam yesterday. And this young friend expressed, "Dear Thầy, I have listened to your Dhamma talks for many years. And I realized within 4 years, we realize you are not in a good health anymore. But we can see you have done, you still continue your work. We just want to express how much we appreciate." And that is the letter of appreciation and encouragement. You know, the nun, the oldest nun in our temple, Sư Cô Pháp Tịnh, she is now 87. With her age, she can go to senior home to enjoy her life. But she wants to enjoy her life in the temple. She wake up early with us. Now she cannot read anymore, but we give her the prayer bead. So when we do chanting, she can sit there and recite the Buddha's name. When we say, "Dear community, please turn the chanting book to page 3, page 4. She still wants to open the book and follow us. She show her good intent. And when I look at the seniors, and they are really serious with their practice in that way, and that gives me a lot of encouragement, a lot of support. I still young. Why I'm lazy to practice? They are very old, but they are still very diligent. And you know, every Friday when I look at the Sangha, some of you not walk, your walking condition is not as good. I know some of you are not in a good health. We have some senior here, but they still very diligent in the practice. And when your presence here give us a lot of energy, give us a lot of support. So again, good health. If you are now in a good health, you have nothing wrong with your physical body, appreciate that. And learn to eat, to intake very mindful, so you can keep your good health in a longer condition. For those who already have some sickness, don't be sad, don't worry. Just appreciate and be happy how much health you have left. And Sister Than Quang is one of the nun that a good example for me. Almost 70 years old. She's still leading the senior to do chanting every morning at the senior lodge. And last week, some visitor from the States, they came here and Thai have to find someone to bring them to visit around the city. And when she learned that, she come to me and she said, "Thai, next time if you need me, let me know. I volunteer to bring them around the city or even go to Westlock Meditation Center. I want to do something that I'm able to do." And I used to say, we come from nothing and we will also go back to nothing. But before we become nothing, let's do something. That is something I remind me every day. I have wrote a poem for myself. If one day I have to leave, I will leave happily. Because what I need to be done, I already done. Whoever judge about me, I have no time to worry about that, because none of my business. My business is do your job, do my job. And I remember the Buddha said, we come here and do something, it's like the wood in the fire. When the wood burned, the fire shut off. Nothing to express, nothing to say. Nothing to judge, nothing to explain. No more wood, fire off. If the wood is burned, become the ash, nothing else, no more conditions for the fire to continue, then the fire have to be off. We are the same. But do not waste. When I look at the young people, when they waste their time with something not necessary, I feel so sad. Because when I'm young, I always make my own schedule and I never waste my time. So when I reflect on my life, I appreciate that I have understanding how to arrange my time, my life, in a good meaning. In the summertime, after my school, if I have 2 months break, the master never tell me you have to do this and do that. I wrote down my own schedule. What time I wake up, what time I do chanting, what time I do work for the temple. Full schedule. You know, now I have some helper to help me to burn the CD to give for the members. But at that time, I have to do my own with the cassette, you know, the audio cassette tape. But we don't have the machine to record. I just have a duplicate. I have to wait 45 minutes for each of the tape. And I have to type by a typewriter. No computer at that time. But I enjoy my work because I know that each of the tape I have done, I can bring the true lecture, the true teachings for each of the member. Depends on what they need. I give them. And I feel that I am like a pharmacist to give each of the member the right medication for their sickness. So the second step we can take, we can meditate and be happy with our health condition. Lately, Thai is not well any as before. But that doesn't mean I still cannot do anything. I still can do something with my own health condition. You can do volunteer work. I have a letter from a young friend from Singapore. He just sent me the letter, an email yesterday. He was an engineer. But now, because he listened to his bad friends, he used drugs. Now he's very addicted. He accidentally listened to Thay's talk on internet. And he found my email address and he wrote me a letter. Very touching letter. Looking for the way to renew his life. To jump out of the darkness. And that is the one who knows how to appreciate his life, his health. He never wants to waste. Sometimes we want to be happy. We want to find a solution to solve, to forget our suffer. But unluckily, we met someone who are not mindful, who are not a good teacher. They brought us into the dark path, the wrong way. And one day, or many days after, he sunk in the very dark ocean. He wanted to jump up. He needed to find someone. And now he found the monks, the nuns, where he feel that he able to share. So when we still have a good health, or when we still have a completely good condition of our health, then do not waste. Use it meaningful. And very careful for your daily consumption. I really admire and respect the Buddha with his fifth mindfulness training, mindfulness on consumption. If you are receiving the five precepts, and the fifth one, do you remember? Mindfulness consumption. Do not intake anything that will hurt your body, damage your body, damage your mind. Meeting friends on internet, sometimes just waste time and no help at all. So many families being broken because one of their spouse just spent time on internet. No time for the other, no time for family, no time for kids. They are daydreaming with someone they never know on internet. So that is the second step, second conditions of happiness. I am still alive. I still have a good health condition. The third thing we can reflect and appreciate, I still have enough six senses. I still have bright eyes to see. I still have ears to listen. I still have the nose to smell. I still have the tongue to taste. I still have the body to touch. I still have the mind, the consciousness to realize six senses. Let example, if we have a good health condition, but one of the senses are not working well, we are so also not happy. We still able to see the sunshine. We still can hear the bird sings. We can still can smell the fragrance of the incense. We still can taste, can touch. Is that a happiness? So what is the meaning of walking meditation? To appreciate. We still have two healthy legs to walk. Somebody, they think when they walk on fire, on water, that is miracle and happiness. But in Buddhism, when you're able to walk peacefully on earth, that is a miracle. That is the power. What is the power mean? Power means you're able to recognize and enjoy the present moment. Somebody, they have the eyes, but they don't know how to use it. Somebody, they have the good ears, but they don't know how to use it. They listen to music, they turn on very loud, and one day they will kill the listening. They can sit in front of the computer for hours, hours and hours, even a day. Very danger, because the electric can kill. So when we contemplate, remember this evening when we do meditation, I guide you with the guiding meditation, recognizing on my body part, I'm happy. Send your love. Send your care to each of your body parts. Aware of my eyes. I breathe in. Because my eyes have worked for me a lot. I use my eyes all day, all week, all year long. But very rarely that I spend time to appreciate my eyes. So sometimes close your eyes, breathe in and out and smile. Send your love, send your care, send your appreciation to your eyes. I used to do that when I'm sleeping. Instead of thinking, you know, yesterday, tomorrow, whatever, I just breathe in and send, aware of my eyes, aware of my nose, aware of my arms. I do that about 10 breaths. I'm already into the sleep. I did not take any sleeping pill yet. I have a lot of things to worry, but not at my sleeping time. I will thinking about them. I will work with them when I awake, when it's my working time. But my resting time, I will rest, because I know when I can rest well, even 3 or 4 hours, but I rest deep, I will gain back my energy. I will gain back my health, so I can continue for what I worry for tomorrow. Six senses. The fourth condition, the fourth step that we're able to reflect. I have freedom. I have liberation. Are you free? Free doesn't mean are you busy. Are you free means are you able to have time to enjoy? Look like in this country, no one have the right to prevent anything we want to do. But we have to do right in order to continue our freedom. If we do something illegal, no more freedom. This is the freedom country, but not free for you to do anything illegal. We are free to talk. We are free to do something we want. But remember, with our mindful practice. Because without the mindfulness, we may do something wrong. And that also can kill our life, can damage our life. There was a student who came to his teacher and asked, "Master, can you please release me?" The teacher asked, "Who control you? Who tie you up?" He spent some time to reflect, to calm himself down and reflect. When the mind is calm, he relaxed. He said, "Nobody tie me. Nobody prevent me." Then the master said, "Then why you need to release? You are the one who tie yourself. You need to release yourself. But actually, when we calm down and everything is freely. When you go to the restaurant and they will have a sign, free MSG. Doesn't mean they are freely to put a lot of MSG in there, but no MSG. We have a lot of freedom. But do we know how to use them? Because without mindfulness, you may damage yourself by freely to use something not necessary. For example, after you are 18 years old, you are free to smoke. That is freedom. But remember, if you don't know how to use the word freedom right, you also freedom of sickness. You are free to be sick and you are free to die. You are free to use internet. But if you don't know how, you are not mindful on using some of the websites, then some of the websites will damage your life. You are free to invest because that's your money. But if you don't have, you are not mindful to choose, is that the right time, right person, right thing for you to invest? You may lose everything. You are freedom. But remember, use your freedom right. If not, you are free to suffer. So what is the meditation for? Meditation to help us to see things clearly like that. You are free to choose your own path, your own life. But remember, if you are not mindful to choose your path, you may suffer with the path you choose. You are free to choose your loved one, the one you love. But if you choose the wrong person, your life is period. And you're free to die. So why the country need to set up the rule, the bylaw, in order to control some of the over freedom? Somebody will say, no, I will not take refuge. I will not take the 5 mindfulness training because since I practice though, I will have no more freedom. You cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. But they never know. When you do this, you are free of suffer. When you are practicing the 3rd mindfulness training, no sexual misconduct, you are free of sickness. You are free of being broken family, broke up your family. You are free to take the food. But if with your mindfulness, you are free of sickness. Mindful on your daily consumption. Now you understand the word freedom? Mindful freedom. Then we will have a mindful life. You are free on weekend. No school, no work. But where you enjoy your time. You enjoy your time with Thầy on Friday. You save a lot of money. You sit here for an hour and a half, but you save a lot of money spending. Somebody, they are so sad, they have nothing to do. They're just shopping around, window shopping. They just buy something they no need. I have a very close member. Now she begging her friends to take some of her stuff from out of her house. And she told me, Thầy, you know, when I did not know how to practice, I did not know the temple, I shopping almost every day. Because she is single. She's shopping every evening after work. She bought lots of things and now I came to her house and a lot of stuff still not open yet. She is begging us to bring to the back to the temple. I said, no, my car is not free. We have no space free. We are free. We have lots of freedom. But we know how to use our freedom or not. So the Buddha advised us. The term called mindfulness. The Buddha taught us the term mindfulness. I really, really appreciate the term, the word. Mindful eating, mindful drinking, mindful spending, everything is mindful. When you are mindful, you cultivate your true freedom. This is the true freedom. In the Western countries, we have a lot of freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to publish books, freedom to read. But sometimes because we don't understand the right meaning of the word freedom, and we have killed our life. And somebody, they take advantage on the word freedom. When we teach some kids, and they said, none of your business, we are old now. This is our body. We are free to use. And because of that way, they suffer. When I request my parents to accept me to become a monastic, they cry and they never agree. They say, no, you need to continue your school and you know a monastic life is very hard. I said, Mom, Dad, we live in a free country. But you know, I'm freely to choose the path, but remember, the path I chose is a good path. You know where I live. You know what I do every day. I live in the temple. I do practice. And when I was in Vietnam, somebody come to my house and ask, where is your son? And my mom exactly know he is nowhere other than temple. If somebody want to see me, go to temple and they will see me. I'm free. But I don't know, maybe the Triple Gems bless me. I'm free to choose the right path for myself. I practice since I'm 7. So when I have some young friends to come to practice with me, I'm very happy. And I said, let them free to choose their way. Because this is the beautiful way that they have chosen. We don't know how much and how far they walk, they continue. But one day they still live in the good condition. Let them happy to be in. The fifth, reflecting. The happiness, the fifth step of the Buddha. When we contemplate, I have enough basic material use, material needs. doesn't mean we have a big house, a luxury house, a fantasy vehicle. No. Enough basic needs. I still have some food, some drink, a place to stay in overnight, some warm clothes. That's good enough. Basic needs. No matter rich or poor, we're still looking for food every day. We still need to use some clothes to cover up our body. But because of unmindfulness, we have chose so many things with brand name, expensive thing, and we suffer with that. Nobody will look at your back and see what kind of brand name t-shirt you use. We die because of the brand name. We waste our money. Even, you know, small clothes in our body, we still want the brand name. What for? The shoes we wear underneath of our feet, we still want brand name. I don't mean that we cannot spend, but, you know, find something that we're able to afford. And no waste. Sometimes we bought a lot, but we don't use them all. Somebody think when we live in the Western countries, no homeless, no poor families, but actually everywhere. Even poor countries or rich country, we still have people who have nothing to use. So this is the practice. You look up, you cannot compare to many people, but you look down, you're still better than a lot. Appreciate what you have. To tell you the truth, I came to Canada when I'm 12. Now I'm 38. I never spent time for shopping, for buying my own clothes or anything. When I'm young, when I'm a teenager at home, I use whatever my mom gave me. When I become a monastic, of course our life is more simple. Just few set of clothes, monastic clothes. I don't ask. Whatever the members offer, I use them. You know, when the digital camera just appear in the market, lot of members ask, "Thay, do you need one?" I say, "Not really. Not yet. When I think the temple need one, I will ask for one. But I don't ask for. I never have a digital camera along with me when I travel. You know why? Because people taking pictures, good enough. Just a joke. That what I want to share is simple life. You know, now the economy is not as good as before. We don't work enough hours anymore. Or sometimes we have pension from the government. And some of the pension will cut off. We need to limit our daily need. Save as much as we can. This is one of the things I learned from when I was small. Save some clothes, some warm clothes, so in case for a cold day. save some bowl of rice in case someday we have no food. Because when we live in the condition, we don't know what happened yet. So the Buddha teach us when we have material, when we have money, we divide the money into four parts. For our daily need, invest, help our families, help others. We're still very lucky compared to many others in the world. We still have clothes, we still have electric, we still have food, we still have clean water. Right? So when we meditate on this, we're happy. And we never dare to waste. Because the more we waste, maybe next life, when we reborn, who knows, we will reborn in some of the country, some of the places that have no food, no clothes, no material need. So this life, when we feel that we are very lucky to have them, share anything that within our capacity. The sixth contemplation, we have loving kindness within us. This life will be very dry if we have no love. Loving kindness is very needed for life. When we do something for others, do with our love. You can practice this, you can recognize this when you are making food for your loved one, for your husband, for your wife, for your friend, for your boyfriend, girlfriend, for your kids. And you can realize this. When you do things for them with all your love, you can feel difference. When you can do things for your loved one with all your attention, I deeply love my students. When I do something for them, I do with my whole heart. And I always pray that they're able to walk on this beautiful path for all their life. So they're able to continue my work. They continue to bring the light of happiness for others. And that is my only wish. I love my young generation. I always look at them. They are my brothers. They are my sisters. They are my son, my daughter. Everything I do, I always think about the young generations. And you know, when you do that with all your love, you're very happy. Don't worry about it's successful or not. The point is, when you do it, do you do with love or not? The result, don't worry. The final, don't worry. But when you do, the main thing, the most important thing is, when you do that, do you do with love? If you do that with love, good enough. Brothers and sisters and friends, you all come here with Thai, with me, since 1997. I don't expect anything from you. I just happily to see you every Friday. I do this, I organize this session with all my love. When I see you, I'm happy. I don't ask you to give me presents or give anything. But when I ask you, brother, are you happy? How are you? I mean, how is your physical health? How is your mentally health? Thai, I'm happy. I'm happy enough. When we do something for others, wholeheartedly do that. Do with love. That's good enough. No expectation. You love your daughter. Whatever you can do for your daughter, go ahead and do it. They think about you. They respond. We don't know. And no worry. Do your job. With your love. Lot of young friends came to Thai and complained about their friends. Treat your friends well. Live your life as you need to live. Live the life you love. I used to tell them like that. How much you love your life, how much you love your loved one, love your friends the same. What they turn to you, because you know, have no expectation, then you will not suffer. When you do things for others, you expect them to return. When they don't return enough, you will suffer. Let's say I give you a book, a complete book. When you return me, not enough pages, I'm not happy. Sometimes we expect in that way. I give you, I treat you good, I expect you to treat me back. And because we treat people in that way, that's why, you know, all our life, we just compare, and we are friends, but like the scale, just waiting, you know, the friendship. The last one, I have sense of understanding. The knowledge, the understanding. Because love must go along with understanding. No understanding, love unable to increase and embrace. The more you understanding your loved one, the more you can embrace them. Understanding your body, how much you need, then you love your body. I have a young member here. She now is pregnant. And one day she came to her mom. Mommy, thank you for carrying me. You know why she said that? Because now she became a mother. She carried her own baby. And she knows how difficult for a mother to carry a baby for 9 months. She came to her mom and said, Mommy, thank you for carrying me. Now I understand how much difficulty you deal within 9 months you carry me. In Chinese, in Vietnamese, the day we born, we don't call birthday. Beside the word birthday we call, we have another term to call. Mẫu nang. Mẫu mean mother. Nang mean difficulty. The day that our mom deal with difficulty. The day we deliver. The day we were born. It's the hard day for mom. Is that true? So how to celebrate the true birthday party? You don't expect people to bring you gift. Yes, if they do bring you gift, but beside that, you have to prepare a gift for your mom. That's how Buddhists celebrate. Do you get an idea what I said? Your own birthday, friends will bring you gifts, right? But you must prepare another gift for your mom. Mom, today is my birthday. But I know 20 years ago, this is a hard day for you. I appreciate what you have done for me. Show your love. And what is that called? Understanding. Once you understanding, you can love. the husband sometimes never experience how difficulty the wife have to deliver, a mother have to deliver a baby. That's why they have a poem. Đàn ông đi biển có đôi, đàn bà đi biển một côi một mình. A man, when they travel, when they are traveling on the ocean, they always have another friend beside them, and that is their spouse, their wife. But the mother, the wife, only travel by herself, because when she delivers a baby, how hard, how pain, she realizes, she knows it. Nobody can replace her. Mẫu nang nhật. The day that the mother had to deal with difficulties. So from now on, when you celebrate your birthday, besides you receive a lot of gifts from your friends, from your loved one, you should remember to prepare another gift for your mother. The more you understanding, the more you love. Understanding is very important. We have the drum symbolized for understanding. We have the great bell symbolized for love. When we celebrate the big celebration, the drum and the bell play together, it means we wish that the beautiful understanding and love, the two important aspects of the practice, will radiance and touch everyone's heart. So, thinking about the seven steps of the Buddha, I offer you the seven steps of happiness. Recognize your life. I'm still alive. I have good health condition. I still have enough six senses, healthy six senses. I have freedom. I have enough material, basic needs. I have love. I have understanding. When you contemplate on this, when I have this and have that, I vow to use them, live with it mindfully, wholeheartedly. I don't waste them. I will never damage them. Use them meaningfully. Tomorrow, you are invited to come to join the International Buddha's Birthday Celebration. And you also can bathe the baby Buddha. And when you bathe the baby Buddha, you can make your own wish. And when you think about the seven steps of the Buddha, you can remember the practice. May you be well day and night. May the Buddha bless you all. Enjoy your weekend. And also, happy Mother's Day. You're lucky. You are invited to the restaurant with your son or your daughter. Not me.